This is the Sakar Murli of 10th of June 2025. Essence: sweet children, you have to give everyone happiness according to Srimat. You receive elevated directions in order to become elevated and also make others the same. Question: what wave emerges in the hearts of you merciful children? What should you do? Answer: you merciful children want to go and serve every village. Nowadays, poor people are very unhappy. Therefore, you want to go and give them the good news that the divine self-sovereignty of purity, peace and happiness is now being established in the world. The same Mahabharat war is to take place. The father definitely came here at that time, and he has now come again. Om Shanti. You sweetest children sitting here definitely understand that you are God's children. You definitely consider yourselves to be souls. It is because you souls have bodies that you are able to listen through your bodies. It is also because the Father has taken this body on loan that he is able to speak to us. You understand that you are now God's children, God's community, and that you will then become part of the deity community. The deities are the masters of heaven. We are now once again establishing that divine self-sovereignty exactly as we did 5,000 years ago. We will then become deities. At this time, people of the whole world, Bharat in particular, and the world in general, continue to cause sorrow for one another. They don't even know that there really will be a place called the Land of Happiness. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and makes everyone happy and peaceful. People here in every home continue to cause sorrow for one another. There is sorrow and nothing but sorrow everywhere in this world. You children now understand that the Father is making you constantly happy for 21 births. No one else uses his intellect to think about when sorrow began or when it will end. Only your intellects understand that you definitely are part of God's community. In fact, all human beings are part of God's community. Everyone calls him Father. You children know that Shiv Baba is now giving you Srimat. Srimat is very well known. These highest on high directions come from God, the highest on high. It is remembered that his ways and means are unique. Shiv Baba's Srimat completely changes us from what we are. It makes us into the masters of heaven. All human beings just make you into masters of hell. You are now at the confluence age. You do have this faith. Only those whose intellects have faith come here, and they understand that Baba is once again making us into the masters of the Land of Happiness. We belonged to the 100% pure family path. We now remember this. There is the account of 84 births. We know how many births each one takes. The people of the religions that come later will take fewer births than we do. You children must now have the faith that you are God's children. We are now receiving elevated directions in order to make everyone elevated. That same Baba of ours is teaching us Raja Yoga. People believe that the Vedas and scriptures, etc., are all ways to find God, but God says, no one can find me through any of those. I myself have to come, which is why my birth is celebrated. However, no one but you Brahmins knows when or in whose body I come. You children now have to give happiness to everyone. Everyone in the world continues to cause sorrow for one another. People don't believe that to indulge in vice is to cause sorrow. You now know that it causes great sorrow. Kumaris who are pure are made to become impure. So many ceremonies are held in order to make them into residents of hell. Here there is no question of such chaos. You are sitting here very peacefully. All of you are happy and making the whole world constantly happy. You are praised as Shiv Shaktis. Compared to you, Lakshmi and Narayan have no praise at all. The name of the Shiv Shaktis is glorified. Just as the Father served everyone by purifying them and making them constantly happy, in the same way, you became his helpers in doing that. This is why you Shaktis, you mothers of Bharat, have been praised. Lakshmi and Narayan, the king and queen, and all their subjects were residents of heaven. That was not a big thing. Just as they were residents of heaven, so too here the kings and queens and everyone else are residents of hell. You change these residents of hell into residents of heaven. People don't know anything. Their intellects are completely degraded. Look at what they continue to do. There is so much fighting, etc. They experience sorrow in everything. In the golden age, there is happiness in everything they do. Baba gives all of you elevated directions in order to make you happy. It is remembered, elevated directions, Srimat, are the versions of God. It is not said, elevated directions, Srimat, are the directions of human beings. There is no need to give directions to deities in the golden age. It is here that you receive Srimat. Together with the Father, you Shiv Shaktis are also remembered. You now have to perform that part once again in a practical way. The Father says, you now have to give everyone happiness through your thoughts, words and deeds. Your business is to show everyone the path to the land of happiness. Men have to do business in order to earn their livelihoods. It is said that deities tour around in the evening. How could deities come here? That time, dusk, is said to be a pure time. Everyone has free time at dusk. You children must stay in remembrance while walking, sitting and moving around, that's all. You don't have to look after bodily beings. It is remembered that the Father massaged Draupadi's feet. People don't understand the real meaning of this. It was not a question of physically massaging her feet. Many old mothers come to Baba. Baba knows that they have become tired from doing a lot of devotion. It was because they had been stumbling around a great deal for half a cycle that this term, massaging the feet, has been used. How would Sri Krishna massage anyone's feet? Does that seem right? Would you allow Sri Krishna to massage your feet? If they were to see Sri Krishna, they would immediately cling to him. He has so much attraction. They have no one else, just Sri Krishna in their intellects. He is the brightest of all. To say that the infant Sri Krishna played the flute doesn't seem right. How do you meet Shiv Baba here? You children have to tell others. First remember Shiv Baba, and then you can come to him. You children should have so much internal happiness that Shiv Baba is making you happy for 21 births. You should surrender yourselves to such a father. When a father's worthy children fulfill all his desires, that father would surrender himself to them. However, some children are such that they would have their father murdered. Here you have to become most beloved. Do not cause anyone sorrow. You merciful children have the desire in your hearts to go and serve every village. Nowadays, poor people are very unhappy. Go and give them the good news that the divine self-sovereignty of purity, peace and happiness is now being established in the world. The same Mahabharat war is to take place. The father truly did come here at that time. The father has even now come again. You know that Baba is making you into the most elevated human beings. This age is the most auspicious confluence age. You children know how you are becoming the most elevated. When people ask you what your aim is, tell them to change from ordinary humans into deities. Deities are very well known. The father says, go and explain to the devotees of the deities. You are the ones who first started to worship Shiva, and you then started the worship of the deities. Therefore, first of all, go and explain to the devotees of Shiva. Tell them, Shiv Baba says, remember me. They worship Shiva, but it doesn't come into their intellects that he is the purifier father. Look how much they stumble along on the path of devotion. They could also keep a Shivalingam at home. They could worship that at home. So why do they need to go to Amarnath and Badrinath, etc.? However, people definitely do have to stumble along on the path of devotion. You have been liberated from doing that. You are Shiv Shaktis, the children of Shiva. You are receiving power from the Father. It is only by having remembrance that you can receive that. Your sins will be absolved as well. The Father is the purifier. It is only by having remembrance of him that you can become pure and become conquerors of sinful acts. Show this path to everyone. You now belong to Rama. There is happiness in Rama's kingdom and sorrow in Ravan's kingdom. The images of all those who are worshipped so much only exist in Bharat. There are so many temples. Some worship Hanuman and others worship someone else. That is called blind faith. You now understand that you too were blind. This one too didn't know who or what Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are. Those who were worthy of being worshipped have become worshippers. In the golden age, there are those who are worthy of being worshipped, whereas here, there are only worshippers. the Father explains to you so well. You know that those who are worthy of being worshipped can only exist in the Golden Age. Here there are only worshippers. Therefore they continue to perform worship. You are Shiv Shaktis. At present, neither are you worthy of being worshipped, nor are you worshippers. Do not forget the Father. This body is ordinary. God, the highest on high, enters this one. You invite the Father to come to you. Baba, come. We have become very impure. Come into this old impure world in an impure body and purify us. This is how children invite the Father. No one here is pure. He will definitely purify all the impure and take them back home. Therefore, everyone will have to shed his body. When someone sheds his body, people create so much upheaval. You leave in happiness. You souls now have to race to see who remembers Shiv Baba the most. It is your great fortune to shed your body while in remembrance of Shiv Baba. It means that your boat would already have gone across. The Father tells everyone to make such effort. Some sannyasis are also like this. They practice merging into the Brahm element. Then, when they die, they leave their bodies while just sitting somewhere. There is dead silence at that time. Your days of happiness are now coming again. You are making effort for that. You say, Baba, we will come to you. When we souls have become pure by remembering you, you will take us back home. In earlier days, people used to sacrifice themselves at Kashi with a lot of love, believing that they would be liberated. Now, whilst in remembrance of the Father, you go to the land of peace. You remember the Father, and it is through the power of this remembrance that your sins are cut away. Those people believe that their sins can be washed away with water and that they will be liberated. The Father now explains, they receive no power of yoga through that. They experience punishment for the sins they have committed. Then they take new births and their accounts of sin start afresh. The Father sits here and explains the philosophy of karma, neutral karma, and sinful karma. In Rama's kingdom, actions are neutral, and in Ravan's kingdom, actions are sinful. There are no vices, etc. there in Rama's kingdom. You sweetest flower-like children, understand that the Father is explaining all his ways and means to you. The main thing is to remember the Father. The Purifier Father is sitting in front of you. He is so humble. This one has no arrogance and lives in great simplicity. Both Bap and Dada are servants of you children. You have two servants, Shiv Baba, the highest on high, and Prajapita Brahma. Others speak of Trimurti Brahma. They don't know the meaning of that. They don't know what Trimurti Brahma does. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Constantly have the faith that you are God's children and that you have to follow his elevated directions. Do not cause anyone sorrow. Show everyone the path to happiness. 2. Become a worthy child and surrender yourself to the Father. Fulfill every desire the Father has of you. Become equal to the Father, Bap and Dada, who are both humble and egoless. Blessing. May you be a true server who makes service progress with your self progress. Your self progress is the special basis of your service progressing. If there is little self progress, there will be little service done. Service is not just giving someone an introduction with words, but to inspire someone to perform elevated actions with your actions is also doing service. Those who are constantly engaged in doing service with their thoughts, words, and actions experience elevated fortune by doing service. To the extent that they serve, so they accordingly make progress. Those who serve with their elevated actions constantly continue to attain the practical fruit of those. Slogan. In order to come close, let your thinking, speaking, and doing be equal. Aviat signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. The basis for concentration is introversion. By being introverted, you will experience the wonders of the subtle powers. To stay in your soul conscious stage and invoke souls, to have a heart-to-heart conversation with souls, to transform the nature and sanskars of souls, to enable souls to make a connection with the Father, you will experience these spiritual wonders. Om Shanti.